Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
It's hard to believe that fall is just around the corner, and with it comes the start of the 2021 school year. As schools scramble to implement virus-mitigated learning environments, new and unexpected challenges keep cropping up, and some of these are good for parents who never really knew what was going on in their child's classroom. What if parents could place a camera in their child's class and listen to what was being taught? Enter the era of the virtual classroom, where students attend school from the safety of their own home via teleconference. In some states, teachers' union officials said their members would strike if forced back into the classroom. They cited fears of contracting COVID-19 and pushed for 100% online school. In Montana, some districts are employing a hybrid model, where parents can choose to send their children to school or allow them to attend via the internet. In Billings this year, roughly 2,000 students have signed up for remote learning. Each of those students will be connected via teleconferencing software to their local school, which means that their parents and siblings will also have access to that student's classroom, a prospect that has some teachers running scared. Just this week, Matthew Kay, who teaches English at a public school in Philadelphia, sounded the alarm bell in a tweet that went viral. He's concerned about how teachers will cope with conservative parents listening in on their child's virtual classes, specifically the damage that he believes parents may cause if they overhear lessons on topics such as gender and sexuality. But wait, I thought Mr. Kay was an English teacher. In his tweet, Mr. Kay said, quote, "So this fall, virtual class discussion will have many potential spectators, parents, siblings, etc., in the same room. We'll never be quite sure who's overhearing the discourse. What does this do for our equity inclusion work?" End quote. That's an interesting question, and he's obviously uncomfortable having parents watch him teach, and the reason becomes clear in the second half of his tweet. He goes on to say that conservative parents are his chief concern when teachers are engaging in, quote, "the messy work of destabilizing a kid's racism or homophobia or transphobia," end quote. You can see why the tweet went viral. Parents don't send their kids to school to have the values taught at home be stripped away by liberal teachers with a politically correct agenda. Mr. Kay's fears are probably well-founded. It'll be interesting to see how well he's able to destabilize kids with their parents watching over his shoulder. Because of teachers like Mr. Kay, many parents are looking for educational alternatives, and private schools are reporting record enrollment. If you're looking for an alternative for your child, help is available. The Montana Legislature passed the Tax Credit Scholarship Act, which was recently upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. To apply for a scholarship, go to BigSkyScholarships.org. That's BigSkyScholarships.org. With the huge increase in demand, additional funding is also needed, and donations to Big Sky Scholarships are tax deductible. Please go to BigSkyScholarships.org, make a donation, and help a child find their perfect educational fit. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.